Welcome to the Good Vibes Podcast with Clark Impastato and Ryan G.
People probably wonder why we kind of giggle before we get started, and it's the Zoom meeting, like, are you sure you're going to do this? You're being recorded. We're always like, yeah. I always want to hit the leave meeting, though, just to see what happens, you know?
I love it how the NSA found the right voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if they knew me better, it would be some Asian chick. Oh. You want the happy ending? Hit this button.
Like, you meeting long time.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to check the map. Do we still have our... senior member of the CCP that monitors our...
I don't know, but I have a feeling this episode is going to be dedicated to them. You know,
First and foremost,
I'm so happy to see you're looking well. As I think our viewers know, if they pay attention to our IG, you got hit by the Chinese weapon.
I did. I actually call it COVID-18 because I got it from my 18-year-old daughter. So little booger factories coming from school, and... You know, it's the second time it's visited our family, but I don't know how I dodged the bullet the first time. But this time it did not dodge the bullet. I took one for the team. In fact, we all got it. And so, I mean, it was interesting. You know, you hear all kinds of shit and the boogeyman's out there. And
right.
Obviously, I know it's real. I watched my wife and daughter go through what I would assume to be the Delta variant because their symptoms were kind of in line with what they say the Delta symptoms are, as far as like fever and body ache and loss of smell, loss of taste, all that shit. Mm-hmm. This has to be the Omicron shit, because it was just headache, runny nose, sore throat. For me, however, because I got paper lungs, I do have a little bit of a cough, but it's nothing. It's just kind of dragging on. It's nothing that's concerning or anything. What sucks is, as you know, and our listeners know, I fought bronchitis the entire month of December. So I had like fucking 2 weeks off, and then I'm fucking back with, I'm like, geez, what a winter, bro. Holy fuck.
Your lungs hate you. They're saying, you know, just be a smoker, man. Just, you have a better chance of being a smoker.
God, man. I should just inhale cigars.
It'd I know.
Easier on my lungs than, it's been a rough winter. We'll
no
say
shit.
That.
Well, but, speaking of COVID-18, thank God they don't do tracing because you might have to visit your daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, actually, it came from her Thai friend, oddly enough. Mm. And her boyfriend is, it was funny, the quick side story. The other day, or I'm sorry, the other day, last night. Sorry, man, I'm a little loopy on cough syrup, but.
Good.
Yeah, I swear it's not rum, it's cough syrup. But the other day, something came up and I was talking shit about her boyfriend and not realizing she was FaceTiming with him. I was like, oh, fuck.
Good, man. You should. I absolutely
No, I played it off. Like, yeah, I meant to say that. I was talking about his little dick. Something like, my wife gave her $10 and I'm like, you should tell your boy to buy some extra small condoms. Is that some shit? I was just talking shit. Dad, I'm FaceTiming him. And I was like, oh, yeah, I meant that shit. Oh, yeah, you just kind of play it off.
With a dead serious face. Did I say extra small? I meant double X.
Double X.
Double X, buddy.
That was kind of a cute thing. So, but we've been doing this all together. You know, the silver lining in it is that my daughter and I were COVID buddies. My wife actually avoided it for a few days, and she kind of isolated upstairs. Mm-hmm. She was still out and about doing her thing. And then a few days ago, you know, she started showing symptoms. So I wanted to discuss some of the stuff I did that seemed to help. You know, I have a buddy that really researches a lot of the stuff, and not everybody can get the sexy forbidden stuff, right? The forbidden fruit like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. That's hard to get.
It's by state.
Unless you're connected. Like I don't know a doctor that's willing to give me the Joe Rogan formula.
You know,
you got to be kind of connected, right? So some of the things, I can't forget, one of these dudes that was on Joe Rogan's podcast had gone over this regimen, but my buddy wrote it down and
sent it to me. Oh, yeah, the doctor
dude. So I hit the cough button. Yeah, and I can't remember which one it was. I probably should. But anyway, he's had a couple doctors on there talking about shit. But the one thing that seemed to help a lot pardon me, is three times a day I put some hydrogen peroxide in a nasal spray with just saline solution. And so I just took a little fucking plunger and I put in the hydrogen peroxide, shook it up, and I would use that two sides, you know, left nostril, right nostril, three times a day. And then also I would gargle with salt water with a little bit of hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, just I like these tips, but I think you need to be specific, right? Because how are you? What was the mixture, the combination, stuff like that?
Dude, it was just fucking secret sauce, grandma in the kitchen. Like, there's no exact quantities. If you listen to, God, I can get his name because he gives a specific, like, hey, put two tablespoons of this and that. And I just said, fuck it, dude. I just put little squirts of this and little squirts of that. And he also, he recommends, is it Benadine?
Something like that.
And if you don't have Benadine, then hydrogen peroxide will work. But anyway, it's one of the, there's two, it's not Malone. It's the other dude that was on Joe Rogan. I think it starts with a W or, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, no,
I've been kind of out of it for a couple of days. But yeah, definitely if you listen to that, he gives what he recommends. And it does help. The gargling and the nasal cleanse really, I think, was a big turning point for me. Also, the typical regimen of vitamin D, zinc, quercetin. I don't know how you say it. Quercetin. I guess COVID depletes your body, the quercetin. So take some of that. And then a baby aspirin. I guess COVID and or the vaccines can kind of cause blood clots. So they recommend a baby aspirin a day. Just keep your blood thin.
Really?
But the biggest thing that I noticed was the nasal spray stuff. Right. And the gargling really, really, really helped. And of course, all the other stuff, not a doctor. I don't know the amounts. Do your own research. But the vitamin D, the zinc, the quercetin, the baby aspirin, and the vitamin C. Now, I will say I have a secret Santa who will remain anonymous. My buddy caught wind that my family and I were going through this. And I did get an overnight package with the forbidden fruit. We got ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine.
Good on that, Angel.
And I tell you what. That shit was, what a game changer that was. That was as effective as like Conor McGregor on cocaine. It was just knocking that shit to the dirt.
See,
it was awesome.
It is so
upset. It's so sad that you can't get that stuff. You got to get it through fucking, you know, back alley means, you know.
And if what Clark is referring to at the Joe Rogan episode was episode 1747, Dr. Peter McCullough or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, McCullough. Yeah, I don't know.
And,
I thought McCullough.
If you're interested in that, he talks about all the conspiracy theories in regards to ivermectin and hydrochloroquine. But I'm he just also happy gives to hear the, you got it.
Well, he gives the recipe of the nasal rinse and all that stuff, too. Listen to that episode. It's very good. And I'm just lucky I happen to have a buddy check on me out of nowhere. Even know I was sick. And I just like, hey, yeah, this is what we're dealing with. And he's like, boom, how many people in your house? Next day, bam, all typed up, laid out. So, and it was a noticeable kind of turn in the game. You know what I mean? It was a very pivotal moment once I started getting those on board. And I thought to myself, how sad I can't call the VA and get this shit or
that's
primary
bullshit.
Care and get this shit. It is. I think history is going to look back on this time and say, why did the medical community go so sideways? I mean, I know Big Pharma is powerful and all that, but physicians have an oath.
They do.
To get their patients better, not to play a political game, not to play like why all this other stuff's great. And I'm sure it was working, but when you get the real deal shit that shows up, like it just immediately, he said, within 2 or 3 days, you're going to feel much better. And sure as shit. I mean, I didn't even get monoclonal antibodies or all the other stuff people are doing because I don't have the resources. Thank God I had this secret Santa that came out of nowhere and gave me, my wife and my daughter, the real deal shit. Because yes, this other stuff helps, especially the nasal cleanse and the gargling. But I don't know if it's just making you feel better or if it's really fighting, you know, the infection, whatever's going on with the virus inside you. But as soon as I got the two forbidden fruits on board, fuck, dude.
Well, I mean, it's borderline criminal. And they'll probably look back on this because, like you said, the doctors take an oath and it's to do no harm. So you have doctors doing this, like you mentioned, for political reasons or even worse, because their value system. Doctors are not in the game to be in the value system. They're supposed to be, you know, objective. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I treat the problem. And it's so bothersome and worrisome that the capabilities exist and they don't want to treat the problem.
Yeah. I mean, it should be case by case basis, patient per patient. What do you got going on? I mean, these two things are readily available, but they're almost impossible to find now. I'm sure there's tons of scams on the internet. People are selling you sugar pills for fucking $300, but to find the real deal stuff, you got to know somebody that knows somebody.
Yeah, and there are websites. I mean, you could Google and go find doctors. I'll prescribe it. But the problem is, like, if you live in Colorado, you can't even get it in the state. So yeah, that means you'd have to think about it. You're sick. You'd have to leave the state, which is you're endangering other people's. But who wants to travel when they're sick? You feel like shit?
Oh, no.
It's just bullshit. I mean,
it shouldn't be this hard to do the right thing, man. It's actually a simple solution. And just think what the numbers would look like if from day one they repurposed these drugs and early intervention, they administered these. I mean, the numbers, who knows what the real numbers are anyway? Yeah. VAERS is as close as we have. It's the only data that is kind of ballpark, but those VAERS numbers are so far off. Imagine what the real numbers would be had we jumped on this the right way and said, hey, we can repurpose this shit. Bam.
Well, again, you and I talked offline quite a bit this week, and you know, I know we're talking about COVID, but we're really going to lead into China here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's bothersome to see that there are solutions out there. And you almost have to ask the question, what's the agenda to prevent the solutions, either by state or by country, right? So we've seen the worst of the worst. We've seen an agenda that looks like it's money-driven, it's power-driven. And honestly, I don't see it stopping right now. And we're just going to flat out say it. There, unfortunately, right now in this time, be it here in the United States and some other countries, is unfortunately the power of China is influencing pharma, tech, and political environments. And this is scary times for us as citizens of the world, right?
It is. You know, it kind of baffles me, since the centerpiece of what we're talking about is China, the government of China. You know, we've stated before, we have no beef with the people. I mean, I'm sure the people don't like the government of China either.
They just can't say it.
They just can't say it. They'll be fucking, you know, re-educated somewhere.
Exactly.
But it baffles me that they still evade responsibility for this pandemic, and there's not an international response. Amen. Economically, politically, there should be like trade embargoes, there should be boycotts, there should be sanctions. Like, they should be paying the tab for this. At best, it's a big oops. My theory is this shit ain't on accident, but at best, the best you could paint this up is that this thing accidentally got out, whatever. That's still gross negligence. They're still responsible for it.
Very good point.
And that to me is BS anyway. Like, I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, but this is not by accident, in my opinion.
It's gross negligence with homicide, right?
They're responsible for millions of deaths.
Exactly.
Almost as many as the Nazis were during the Holocaust. They killed 6 million Jews. What's the number at now? 5 million deaths worldwide, or who knows? But it's still a lot. And the fact that not only are they not paying the tab for this or being remorseful, the international community is rewarding these motherfuckers by allowing them to host the fucking Olympics. Adding insult to injury. That just pisses me off beyond anything. Not only are these fucks getting away with it, not being held accountable for it, they're being celebrated by allowing the Olympics to go down in their fucking little capital city. What the fuck is wrong with the international community, man?
I'll tell you what good vibes is. Good vibes is not tuning into the Olympics.
Boycott the Olympics.
You have to boycott. And you know what? I hope I read a story or something comes across my desk where there's a Jesse Owens moment, you know, where power to the people, they're going to revolt. What do you call it? China's already threatened that if any athletes do stuff like that, there's going to be repercussion. Well, doesn't that say...
Why let them host it then? Like, they already have these weird rules and shit.
But that's what I'm saying. We're talking about the spirits of the Olympics, and they're coming down saying, speak your mind. You can't shit, people. So if you're tuning into TV, all the dollars are going towards the Olympics. And I got to tell you, any brand that is sponsoring the Olympics under these conditions. Shame
boycott
on them,
dude. Absolutely. Boycott them.
Shame.
I can't believe it's even allowed to be happened. I mean, that just shows you how fucked up of a world, not fucked up, but it's just weird. It's backwards. There's something not right that the country that is responsible for a worldwide pandemic is hosting the Olympics. Is that just not some evil, gross shit?
It is.
I can't wrap my brain around that. Like, we're celebrating these fucks?
But also, too, there's so much contradiction going on, and it's almost counterintuitive, too, if you think about it. So we see how we're reacting here in the United States with people getting it with the different, you know, bugaboos coming out every month, you know, Omnicom, and now there's the NinjaCon and whatever the fuck. If you look at China, there's tons of cases going on, but it's okay to go travel there as athletes.
Yeah, it's okay for the Olympics.
Right,
all of a sudden,
it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. We said that there's not going to be anyone in stadiums.
Imagine how many people they're fucking sweeping under the carpet to, locking families and.
Well, they said whoever attends is going to be handpicked by the government, so the people in the stadium are. Jesus, gosh,
such a weird thing.
This is the thing. It's like no one wants to talk about this. No one wants to acknowledge this. And part of our mission and creed here is
we got to stand together worldwide, man. The Vibe Tribe, man. Do what's
absolutely
right. Don't celebrate these clowns, man. What they do to their people, what they've done to us around the world, everyone's economy, everyone's family. My family's got this damn bug twice. My first time, my wife and kid have got it. My middle kid in Denver's got it. I mean, this has affected every family on the planet that I know of. Why would we celebrate these fuckers? Boycott the Olympics, and we'll have the Vibe Tribe Olympics.
Oh.
It'll be like, what?
Dude, that's like the beer Olympics meets, what do you call?
It would be a lot
the
like
O course.
Be like a fraternity setting, you know?
Can you imagine?
Every
what
station
that
at the O course, you got to slam a beer.
Oh, my God.
All you got to do is complete. Now, there's 15 obstacles.
Keg stand.
Yeah, that's the final one.
Keg stands.
That's awesome.
Girls just wear shirts and do keg stands.
We'll rename Hell Week Drunk Week.
Drunk Week? This could happen. And you know what? Speaking of this kind of stuff. And
what do you get when you graduate? Well, you get a free 16 weeks at Passages Malibu for your rehab.
Oh,
I wouldn't mind credit.
That. I wouldn't mind that at all.
Dude, I would go chill at the beach of Passages in Malibu.
We could totally get sponsors for that.
Hanging out with Brad Pitt in his fifth trip to rehab or something. You're like, hey, dude, I've seen movies are great.
There's nothing wrong with being an overachiever. Okay, so don't judge him.
Yeah. Sorry, Brad Pitt. I don't know if you've ever been to rehab. Don't sue us. We love you.
Yeah, please. Right. Also, I just want to give a shout out to some of our European colleagues and our UK colleagues.
What's
going on over there where they're finally saying, and this is not all of Europe, but certain countries in Europe, but specifically
Ireland,
the UK,
where
they're saying, okay, enough's enough. We're going to treat this like the cold or the flu.
Yeah.
Get fucking over it.
You guys. Yeah, that was so cool to see. And it's sad that we're still, you know, not on board with that. You know, we're supposed to be the beacon of freedom, and the Europeans, certain countries are getting ahead of us on that. So good on you guys, man. I'm
honestly
happy for you.
Hey,
Australia, pay attention.
No kidding. I'm just happy that, you know, everyone could go back and gather in the pubs and toast a beer and not, you know, be arrested or cited or stuff like that. So good on, you know,
well, keep it in perspective. And I'm glad they're doing that, because I'll tell you what, I pretty much fought bronchitis the entire month of December. It was 100 times worse than this fucking Omicron shit. You know, I'm not saying I had a good time with the Omicron, but dude, you're still functional. It's just like being sick. And I understand that the virus affects people differently.
Right.
But for 99% of us, it's just a fucking cold. And in fact, you know, people with different situations, the common cold can fucking kill them. Like, it's just the reality of life. It's here to stay.
Yep.
I can compare it directly to fighting bronchitis, and the bronchitis is way worse, yet no one's scared of bronchitis.
Right.
You know, just don't let the fear. It's not fun, but it's doable.
You and I also talked offline, and is good. You're kind of like giving a little hint here, but, you know, we're not conspiracy theorists, but it's just, it's kind of ironic, right? That you if this was a weapon, okay, a Chinese weapon, you launch this. And obviously, we saw it spread, and we saw on how, let's just say, it was more deadly potential. Well, in order to neutralize that, all you have to do is release another strand that is not strong, and then herd immunity around the world. So it's kind of like, you know, you've seen, we saw the first strand, and then you said, you know, your family had Delta, and then now you have Omnicom. And like you said, if you release the common cold as the neutralizer, if that happens to be the case, then the question is, you got to look back the 2 years and what shifted. And the scary thing is, you start looking at this, it's like, holy shit, agendas have shifted. They have economically, socially. It's just scary stuff. And, you know, whatever. The Vibe Tribe will be on guard.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure, you know, we're talking to lots of people that have been through it as well. You know, it's a worldwide thing. Oh, yeah. I just wish we could make our governments hold the CCP accountable for it. I just don't know how they're just...
Biden won't.
They're getting away with this shit. But I mean, we're the other countries. Like, all it takes is a couple countries to just start. And maybe there's stuff in motion we don't know about, lawsuits or political, diplomatic things. But I think the whole world should be pissed at the source of this and be like, hey, man, you fucked up our economies. You've killed, you know, in some cases, millions of people per country, hundreds of thousands, you know, whatever it is, the size of the country. But like, where's the outrage? And then these fucks get to host the Olympics. I just can't get over that, dude. That grinds my gears, man.
Well, again, it's like, to me, I watch media and it's, you know, distraction propaganda 101. They're more pissed off right now with Russia and the Ukraine versus discussing, you know, it's, you know, accountability for this. Russia hasn't even done anything yet. In the harsh words coming from, you know,
China's responsible for what, almost 5 million deaths worldwide.
Exactly.
We won't even touch that topic, but
no, it's bullshit.
Russia's flexing on Ukraine. Look, I get it. That sucks, but at least Russia didn't kill 5 million people worldwide.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know why the certain segments of our government seem to hate Russia. It's just, that's their boogeyman. And it's like, Jesus, man.
It's kind of like, you know, because the communist China, they're like, hey, can you do us a favor? Can you take the spotlight off us?
I got to be honest. I have kind of a secret crush on Russia. I always wanted to go to war with them after seeing Red Dawn and shit.
Oh, dude.
You know, dude, I was always like, dude. And I know it wasn't really the Russians. I think it was Russians that were backing with the Cubans or something that came up. Or,
that's exactly. Yep.
Yeah. But still, I was always like, damn, dude, Russia would be such a fun fight because they're brawlers like we are, man. It would be just.
But I think we have a common cause. You know, they're pirates, too. And I think vodka could be the common cause because they're boozers, man.
Good.
Russians are great drinkers. They're fantastic.
Actually did a shot of vodka with a Russian in Thailand. He was kind of a jerk, but when I offered to pay for the whole bottle of vodka, he said, okay, we'll do a shot.
Was he, what do you call it, ex-Russian soldier?
No, he was just some dude at a discotheque. And I was like, bro, are you from Russia? You know, I was in super overdrive, happy huggy bear mode. I'm like, bro, are you from Russia? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm from America. Like, that's supposed to be, like, awesome or something.
Did he say, like, I must break you?
No. He just kind of looked at me like I was a jerk. I said, dude, I want to do a shot with a Russian. And he goes, why? I said, I don't know, because it's fucking cool.
So
I said, hey, what if I pay for that whole bottle? Because it was, like, some type of bottle service at this club
whatever. Is this contracting money?
Yeah. It was right. Contractor day. So, yeah, money wasn't. Now I'd be like, yeah, fuck.
Can you buy me a shot?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, it was cool. We did a shot and hugged, and I thought, okay, I've done my part to.
I love it.
Whatever.
That is fantastic. I wonder if he probably still remembers that.
Hey, he's like a fucking weird, stinky, fat American, man. He was adamant about doing a shot with a Russian.
Wait, so did you end up killing the bottle with him or just a shot?
No, I didn't feel welcome there. And I was afraid some of his friends would start showing up. So he had bottle service
shitty,
for somebody.
Man. That's the bottom of a bottle. He didn't ask for you to join him.
No, just did a shot and we hugged. And I was like, all right, thanks, man. And my wife and I took off.
Dude, that's low rent.
Well, the Russians in Thailand, they started kind of taking over. You started seeing more and more Russians.
Really?
Yeah, as time went on. There was even two Russian chicks that got gunned down on the beach. So what? Probably Russian mafia. Yeah, broad daylight, man.
I could see it how they're... The
Russians get...
Sure.
Yeah.
Why set up an empire in New York City compete with the Italian mob when you could run, you know, Beria?
Well, I know all the nightlife is fueled by the Russians in Tel Aviv. All the prostitutes and stuff up there are all Russian.
No shit.
Even in Israel, that shit goes down. The Russian mafia is creepy, man.
Well, can the Russian mafia do something about COVID?
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. Italian mafia, Russian, let's get all the people together.
The mob's got to unite. I right now I see our two buddies, the DEA narcos, just going, oh guys, come on, just shut up.
Just stop.
Don't influence that shit. I do want to go into something else. And it's been bothering us for a while. We've talked about social media in the past, but we've neglected really to talk about TikTok and what's going on. And we all need to be aware of what's going on. And Trump gave a spotlight, but I don't think people paid attention to this and did the due diligence to peel the onion. TikTok is a weapon, and it's being, just like COVID, it's being played off as no big deal and no harm. It's another anti-good vibe tool. Some facts. The government has taken ownership stake in the subsidy that controls TikTok. So, you can't have a communist government run a entrepreneurial software. If you think there isn't influence on design and decisions, you're basically fooling yourself. The issues that I think is concerning, as we've seen the infiltration of universities and educational systems on how to change generations over time. What do you think this is doing? Distracting and filling younger generations with fucking nonsense? Or, hey, some fucked up challenge, like pull my finger in front of the teacher, and all it's doing is dumbing down and distracting the younger generation.
It is, and it's highly addictive, too. It's more addictive than the other. They figured out, like, you can get way more followers on TikTok than you can. Each social media platform that comes out, they know people are... And we know people personally who are obsessed with their followers. We won't name names, but I know people personally. My old account would call me up, bro, how do you have so many followers? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I just post where the fuck I want. Like, I don't care if I have 2,000 or 200. None of that matters to me.
Right.
I've always appreciated anyone that follows me. I've never been obsessed about it, but I know lots of people that is their worth on this planet is how many fucking followers they have. And they look down on people that have less, and they suck ass of the people that have more. And so TikTok has, especially if you can get millions of followers very quickly on TikTok and you feel very powerful. Yeah. So they really got that addiction down. Well, some people on Instagram will even brag about their TikTok following in their profile. TikTok followers, 1.7 million or, you know, it's a status thing. Another thing I found interesting is the Chinese version of that app is all like science-based related, and they're very controlling of their social media, where ours is a bunch of fucking teenagers shaking their ass
dancing
in front of the camera.
Trying to be sexy,
being idiots. Everyone's this reality TV reality star now. Over there, none of that is allowed. It's all like science-based, math-based, and they shut down all social media at 10 o'clock at night. Whereas our kids are up at fucking 2 in the morning trying to gain followers. And so they're very smart with how they not only regulate the use of social media to keep their population focused, but the content that's allowed on there is very different than ours. It's not big mind-numbing waste of time.
Well, that's why it's agenda-based. And speaking of the addiction, in the past couple of weeks, there's been some stories. They're kind of buried, but you could go look them up. Either the Wall Street Journal has covered it, but there's been basically a confirmed uptick in ticks. You know, like the type of ticks with Tourette's. They're basically seeing this amongst young females.
Maybe that's why they call it TikTok.
Dude.
You're going to get nervous ticks looking at that shit.
Well, if you think about it, if you're on it, it's like, look, to me, it's the equivalent of looking at a strobe light.
It's like staring at a strobe light for 6 hours.
The way those flickering videos, and if you're flicking up fast, I mean, think what that's doing the brain. But I just found it interesting that, you know, John Hopkins is looking into this. They're seeing the increase. You've got Rush University Medical Center in Chicago and others reporting this increase in this tick. Well, come on, people. So why are the kids on this? As parents, why are you letting on it when you know it's government run from China? Yeah. It's doing damage to it, literally medical damage now. It's causing ticks. And then three, how are you becoming a better person on this shit?
You're not. And it's also body shaming, because all these young females especially are comparing themselves to these fucking TikTok stars with fucking big butts. And they're like, oh, come on, I don't look like that. Oh, God.
Good point.
It's horrible. Oh, I did want to say, though, that I think our audience needs to know that Ryan and I are developing an app called Tic Tac. You take a picture of your dick and it makes it look huge. So it's called Tic Tac.
Yes.
You guys can buy it in the App Store now. Just
you have to search for it pretty hard, no pun intended, but
Bazinga.
Bazinga. But Tic Tac's gonna be huge. It's gonna be huge.
It's you gonna know, be huge.
Because I know there's a lot of filters out there supposedly that make people look bigger, but no one's focusing on making your dick look bigger.
Well, you're welcome, male members of the tribe. Tic Tac coming your way. In your 99-cent app.
Oh my god. It's trust me, it's a breakthrough.
I'm a fan of it. Oh, not dude, that I needed it. I mean, just say it, you know.
That's how I lure my wife to bed.
That's send right. Send her a pic. Tic Tac pic. Tic Tac pic.
Turn the lights off, honey.
Check this out. Yeah, just turn the lights off.
Turn the lights off.
Oh god.
I love that. But as we're talking about weapons, so again, we do believe that the vid is a weapon, but also people need to look at these other instruments as weapon, you know, TikToks or what they're doing at universities, because
they're very smart at what they do. They know what they're doing.
They are, because weapons don't need to go boom all the time. Weapons, some of the most dangerous weapons in history, and we still haven't learned our lesson, is shifting perspective and manipulating people.
Mm-hmm.
The most deadliest weapon you could do.
Yeah, that's a big factor these days through social media, mainstream media. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think all of us out there need to take a time out, go back to our 80s self,
yeah,
and put some perspective to things. And if you didn't grow up in the 80s, our younger listeners, just take a time out and ask yourself, is this making me, you know, smarter, richer, or a better person to other people? And if the answer is no to all three, then what the fuck are you doing? Go read a book.
Yeah. Well, and there's plenty of ways to turn social media positive. What we try to do with our pages. Also, the people you follow, there's inspirational people, successful people. Amen. You can follow them.
Yeah.
You know, if you just get stuck in these algorithmic loops, rabbit holes of just fucking booties and, you know, fucking dudes running around with their shirts off or whatever it is, and well, then that's what you're going to get. But there's plenty of, you know, I love following like Jordan Peterson's page, and there's plenty of people that inspirational shit.
You too, man.
You know,
don't I know you're very humble.
I just make people giggle a little bit, but
well, you know? What? And I know you appreciate the comments and stuff like that. And you know, on our Good Vibes social media page, you know, it was really cool seeing all the people that were, you know, wishing the best for your health and things like that. So
And thank you for all that, guys. Yeah. I appreciate it for sure.
Talk about building a community, right? So that was
that's really what we're trying to do with the airwaves, through the podcast, through the website. And you know, sometimes I ask myself, what would Robin Williams do? He's kind of my compass. I try to make people smile and laugh a little bit. You know, I miss that dude.
Me too, yeah. Man. I did watch Miss Doubtfire this week. It was on cable. I was like, I
saw that come on cable, and also Night at the Museum came up where he's Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, that was. Oh, gosh, man. You must be watching the same channels I watch, like FX, Freeform, TNT.
Yep, same stuff.
But we jest and things like this, and you know, I'm kind of hoping we've already had Eli on, and I know we have plans to talk to other people that are running for positions in Congress and other things here in the United States. But I am really tired of our current elected officials and intelligence ignoring really this national security threat. And I think Trump was onto this, but
he was trying to ban TikTok. At least there was talk of it, and then there was a resistance.
Well, think about it. I mean, come on, guys. This is intelligence 101. You have the Communist Party owning the most popular app in the world with billions of users that captures name, address, likes, habits, trends, associations. And you think they're not building the world's biggest profile database on citizens?
Facial recognition software. They're going to know who's who, where's everybody at. It's
who you're associated with. And then on top of it, you think they would respect? Keep in mind, if you have an app, guys, on your phone, and you gave permission to it on your phone, there are hacker ways to access your camera, your microphone, your photos, your videos, your
bank
contacts.
Information. Yeah, bank so information, all that.
Wake up. This is a Trojan horse. And it's and for our elected officials and intelligence,
they know better. Yeah, they're just turning a blind eye to it.
It really is.
Yeah, you damn well know the intel agencies know what the fuck's going on. For them to not just come out and say, yeah, this is absolutely not a good thing.
Well, the one thing I do respect about the Chinese, and I think they're amazing, let's just say chess players. You know, it's not short term.
They got a good battles. Long game, yeah.
Well, look at the long term generation here. So you have influence into universities and schools now that's trickling down. You have this long term game of dumbing down our youth with these distraction tools such as TikTok. I don't know if you read about this or caught this, but they're pushing really hard into gene research and the DNA kits. Right now, if you go online and you order the DNA kits and you think it's really cool, oh, you know, they're going to tell me I'm allergic to this or I'm related to this, you need to see who it's owned by. There are a good few of these companies, not even few, there's a good amount of these companies that are owned by the Chinese. And it says right there that your data is not protected. Now, the reason why they're doing this too is you start building a database on basically gene and people and you could start to develop and become a leader in the world on gene therapy, on gene research, on putting out things that you would be the next premier, you know, $1 trillion industry. So we need to wake up against this and you know, I know we're saying this stuff just because it's our duty to inform our listeners.
They're probably snatching our genes up to try to genetically modify their soldiers and shit to get bigger, stronger, faster soldiers. Who knows? I mean, there's always in a communist state, even in our state, there's always a military purpose for every technology.
Oh, God.
Even in our country, that you could come up with, I don't know, name a thing, and right away the DOD is going to grab it and be like, how do we weaponize it? Well, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, whatever it is. But especially the CCP. You know, you know they're taking these DNA samples and trying to fucking make bigger, stronger fucking Chinese soldiers, man, for sure.
And with the stealing of different patents and technologies, you know, I mean, espionage.
They stole the AI. Remember they did that with the AI company?
That's exactly
right.
They
brought them in and then they fucking fucked them over and had all their shit. Like, so, we don't know. Yeah.
A lot of people think espionage is just dealt with on the government or military level. Actually, corporate espionage with the Chinese is out of control in this country, you know?
Yeah.
It's so
big time.
It's you know, do unto others, right? The golden rule. You know, they need to shift into a more of a good vibes mentality. You know, we won the Cold War against Russia, and if you look at the history, and if you do the research, the war was won basically by exporting and making our values popular. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is right now where China's at with us in younger generations. They're making their values popular.
Yeah, they are. Well, did you even notice, like, there's a new superhero movie that came out, Marvel, Shanghai or Shang something, and he's a fucking Chinese superhero. Like, they're popularizing their culture with our youth. I've noticed Disney. That a lot. Yeah, Disney, big
Disney's
time.
Disney's very guilty these days. They own Marvel now.
I know.
Right?
And I've noticed the influence. You know, and they had the, what's that fucking Mulan shit, the actual movie of it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're pushing that out and they're pushing the culture out. And so our young people are like, oh, Mulan, oh my God. And
yeah.
Whoever this, you know, Chinese superhero dude is. So they're normalizing their culture like we did to the Russians.
Yeah, like Rocky.
Youth is, yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, we need Rocky to come back and beat up a Chinese dude. Can you
Rocky
even say that now?
Chung Lee.
Stop the Asian hate. Hey, fuckers, I married an Asian.
Yeah, you have carte blanche here.
Doesn't matter if Larry Elders can be the face of white supremacy as a black dude. I don't think anyone's safe from...
No, you have carte blanche. It's right there. It you know, I think that's an unwritten contract when you marry an Asian woman. So it's you're all good.
And I lived in Asia.
But besides the movies doing stuff like this, you know, look at it right now just on the news at universities. Like, hey, socialism's cool.
Are you kidding? I know. Dude, it's also, I heard they're moving the Teddy Roosevelt statue in front of the Natural History Museum somewhere, like to Idaho or somewhere.
Are you joking?
Yeah, they're taking it down.
Just out of curiosity, A, how is that offensive? And B, who did it offend?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's Teddy Roosevelt.
I know. He's a progressive dude. I don't know why anyone would have a problem with him, but they are. I just saw a thing pop up, and I'm like, we're back to removing statues now. It's just so stupid.
Where are the people standing up being like, you know what? You're such a minority. Your voice.
Yeah, it doesn't. What about the people it doesn't offend? Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you have a nice cup of shut the fuck up?
You know? Served with a boot in your ass. Right?
Because it offends someone? What about the millions of people it doesn't offend? I mean, what about them?
Dude, this offensive culture has gone out of control. You could walk down the street and literally, if you want to go through the exercise of trying to be offended, oh, this oak tree. I hate oak trees. I only like evergreens. I'm offended. You know, I mean, give me a break. Where are we at? And this is the problem in society that we've gotten so far off path of getting back to the basics and you know, either the basics of the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, whatever. Just be a good fucking person, dude. And if you have your own opinions and judgments, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, who cares? You don't have to. If I see someone that is wearing a shirt that offends me, whatever. It doesn't even make my radar. I don't even know what shirt would offend me. I
love Kamala Harris.
I would feel sorry for them.
But like, that's the whole point. Like, you wouldn't go up to them and start a debate or...
I wouldn't even acknowledge it. I would just say, ew, you know, and keep walking.
It's like, oh, you need a hug. You need a hug.
Yeah, you know? It's that person's special. Needs a hug.
I would walk over to them and I'd sniff their hair. Oh. Right?
Be like, it's my Joe Biden impression.
It's my Joe Biden. But, yeah.
And go up and sniff their kids. What are you doing? It's my Joe Biden impersonation.
It's my Joe Biden.
Yeah. The guy you voted for.
That's my Halloween costume. I'm just going to put on a suit, act like I'm lost, walk around the neighborhood, and just sniff people.
Yeah, there you go. dude, that's funny. Imagine having like a little plastic doll and a Joe Biden mask and just sniff it.
I'm not joking. This is probably turning into a Halloween costume. Oh. I mean, I'm sure. I know.
Sorry, guys. That's the ivermectin talking.
Well, it's your combo of ivermectin, hydrochloroquine, Tylenol, cough syrup.
Cough syrup, yeah. DayQuil, NyQuil combo.
I'm not going to lie, though. For our YouTube viewers, they're going to see your eyes look like you're like on shrooms and you're having a great time. You look like you're on shrooms.
Hey, where's my aviators?
But I know you're not fully there because you don't have the beret on and you don't have the aviators,
not yet.
And you don't have the cigar in your mouth. We got to come up with a name for that alter ego.
Oh, yeah.
You're definitely Jefe. You're like one part. The dude from Three Amigos.
El Guapo. El Guapo.
You're one part El Guapo. And we just got to figure out the other part.
Oh, my God. We got to do a whole podcast with that dude on whatever his name ends up being.
Oh, my gosh. For our listeners, never seen that. That is my favorite alter personality of yours is that dude. We don't even have a name for that dude.
No, that dude he's so cutting edge. He doesn't have a name yet.
But he's so inspirational because when I get that FaceTime call and all of a sudden
you're like, oh, shit.
But I go crack someone. I don't even speak. I just go to the fridge and crack someone and be like, let's go. Let's go. It's go time.
It's go time.
I love that. Well, you know what? Any. Sorry, that's who knows what this is.
Oh, you got it from me. Corona 18, COVID 18.
Oh, good Lord. Any last thoughts here? Because, this would be our first dudes court of 2022. Oh,
yeah. No, not that I apologize to the listeners, maybe not the best of vibes, but we wanted just to talk about TikTok and our new app, TikTok. And, kind of my little struggle over the last week, and I do apologize for last weekend not being able to record an episode, but I was pretty...
You did try.
I would have been... My voice was fucked up, and I'd have been coughing, and so we thought, we'll take a little break, and I feel... outside of hallucinating on cough syrup, I feel great today.
I'm telling you, man, you look great. Your eyes. I'll say this, you know, on... I know we talk about these current events or subjects and, you know, they tend to sometimes be doom and gloom, and that's not the point here. The point is we're inspired because we see the numbers that are tuning in. We see the numbers that are interacting with YouTube. And when we say Vibe Tribe, we feel like we do have an army of people, you know, to go against this grain, to say, you know, we're better than this. We're, you know, fuck that. You know, you're trying to be negative and bring the shit into the world. We're going to bring the shovel. So
yeah, there you go.
I dig it that we talk about these things to bring light, because sometimes people aren't aware of, but then it gives them the opportunity to do something about it. And that's the thing. We all have a choice. What side of the coin you want to be on with these things we talk about? You're either going to be on the good vibe side and, mm-hmm. and be positive, or you're going to sit there and fucking hold your Tic Tac in the dark.
That's right. That is true. Good point. Well said.
I love it. I love it. Well, your honor. See, I know you've been vacationing in the Caymans, you know,
yeah.
as all judges do.
Yeah. We got the gavel. Let me get my little... My little, whatever Ooh. That piece is called.
Yeah.
There we go.
You got a Woody.
I want to accidentally smash my laptop. I got to make sure. All right. We are ready.
Okay.
Court is in session.
You know, the irony is all the things we talked about today, it coincidentally, a lot of these have a connection to it. So we're going to go shit. You know, I can't remember the last time we had a story with our brothers up north, eh? Yeah.
Oh, shit. No, Canada. Canada. Nice.
Oh, right?
Nice.
Some pasta and some jam.
Don't be a hoser, eh?
Take off, eh? All right. I'm out of jelly donuts. Hey, listen, I love my Canadian friends. I worked there many, many years up north in Algonquin Park from Toronto. So, listen, nice. I could talk some shit. Anywho. This is out of Alberta. I've never been to Alberta.
Oh.
I'd love to go to Alberta. But this is funny. So there's this restaurant in the neighborhood. And, you know, Canada requires vaccinated cards to, I guess, do anything, to go to restaurants. And this restaurant was allowing to use pictures of your dog to get in. Nice.
That is a vaccine passport, a picture of your dog.
So I guess
like them. Good
some cops
them.
Got wind of it. They went undercover.
Oh, wow, big operation.
Big operation. Ooh, wow. To bust them. And
just
I guess...
Put Jay Dobbins to shame with that undercover operation.
Forget the Hell's Angels. I'm busting this shit up.
I'm going undercover to this place that allows dog pictures.
Supposedly, you know, the restaurant wasn't aware. It was a young 20-something-year-old hostess, you know, having a funny, good time hoot. Whether that's true or not, I still think it's kind of funny that, you know, they kind of did a middle finger moment saying, okay.
Yeah.
So, Your Honor, I don't know what kind of trouble they got in. Did it say here? It might say. But anywho, I can't skim fast enough. But, Your Honor, I mean, come on here. Does this fall in the lines of punishment or appraisal?
Not guilty. Not guilty. I like them. I like their style.
I do, too. I mean, you know, hey, they. I love the gray area, the technicality, because if you put the picture of the dog with a card, I mean.
Yeah. Hey.
You need to be more specific on these rules. You know,
exactly.
These powers that be.
I like them. And shame on those cops. Come on. Isn't there someone that needs, like, you know, get out of here. Someone's getting stabbed or something. Maybe not in Canada, but someone's getting a snowball thrown at them. Come on.
Well, at the very least, did they send the canine unit? Because then it'd be like...
Oh, right. Because then... should be. Send in the canine. Sense. We have a dog situation.
Yeah. I mean, come on, dude. If I was a cop, they asked me to go into that. I'd be like, seriously, dude? The cops
need to start getting balls and saying, no, we're not doing that. Sorry. Sorry, Sarge. Send us somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, but it is Canada, so maybe it was just a slow day where maple syrup theft was on, you know, was on the low. So.
It's true. It is Canada. Yeah.
I love my Canadian brothers and sisters. I got to tell you, man, one of my favorite foods, no joke, is poutine. Love the anything with french fries and gravy and cheese. Come on. That's amazing, especially with a Canadian beer, because that's real beer. I mean, again, I love the beer store where, you know, you go up there, you point on the shelf what beer you want, and just a magical fairy slides this case from a back room. To you.
Oh wow!
I'm telling you that we got to have it in the studio.
We got to do a podcast up in Canada.
Oh, I would love to go back to Toronto's a great city. I like Toronto. All right, next, Your Honor. This when I saw this, I was like, "Holy shit! This guy is related to Clark."
Oh, nice.
That's a scary way to start, right?
Here we go. It's a lot of territory we can cover.
It's a lot of territory. All right, get this headline. We're not leaving Canada. This is still in Canada.
Good on you, Canada. Good.
Speaking of Toronto, so, you know, this is in the TO, Toronto.
Go Leafs.
Oh, I was, you know, who was Mark Messier. No, was Messier? No, he was Edmonton.
Yeah, he was an Oiler.
He was an Oiler. Yeah. I'm trying to think of... I did have a favorite Leaf player. It's eluding me now. Headline. Man stole $8,000 guitar from a store by stuffing it down his pants. Okay.
Oh, now get this.
You're a guitar guy, so you're a fan. He put a Gibson Custom Shop 60th anniversary 59 Les Paul.
Oh wow, that's a good one.
Dude, but
wow.
Listen, I don't know what was going through this dude's head, but how
stuffing
do
it
you
down
stuff
your pants.
Like, what do you say? I have an erection? Like, how do you
just walk out like a peg leg pirate? Just get limping that fucker out the door.
But the funny thing is, obviously they have video surveillance cameras, so they have a picture of this dude doing it, and oh my gosh, I'd be cracking up.
Did he get away though? I mean,
no. I mean, of course not. I mean, did he say anything? Please say after the man left the store. He did. He hopped into a vehicle being driven by another person. So,
how do they not stop him? Is he is limp? Maybe they have a don't approach shoplifter
Canada,
policy.
Yeah, you know. But I mean,
damn.
Dude had very baggy pants. So I know this is tough. I mean, Your Honor, because this is theft.
It is.
It's,
I can't
it's
blame
a Les Paul.
The guy, though. I don't know. Custom Gibson, man. That's.
What would be your sentence? There has to be a middle ground of just in like learning to earn it. Maybe I don't know.
You know what I would do? I got it. To punish the guy, if I was the owner of the shop, I would make him pay that guitar off by just standing outside my storefront singing songs, playing guitar for a full year.
Ooh, that is awesome.
Yeah, rain or shine.
Awesome.
He's out there. I'd give him a little amp. I'd plug him in.
Yes.
I'd feed him. I'd let him give him bathroom breaks, but for a year, 6 days a week.
And it has to be anything. Like it has to be like maybe Jewel. You have to do a whole Jewel collection.
Dude, everything. Everything.
Right. So if you're he has to be a guitar guy, so you're you're not giving him Zeppelin or Metallica.
No,
you have to give him.
Yeah, he's got to play. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He's got to play out inside my my storefront for a year.
Wow. I have to admit, man, starting off 2022, you're on top of your game right now. These are strong.
And then after the year, I'd let him keep the guitar.
That's nice because he is a fan. Well, technically, you would have paid it off, right?
He would have, yeah.
I think that's very just. You're very fair. All right, Your Honor. Last but not least, and again, coincidentally, you know,
Canada again?
Related to our, not Canada.
Oh, see, we got a hat trick in Canada.
Well, we're talking about TikTok, and when I saw this again, I just
not TikTok.
No, not TikTok. It could be TikTok though. it's just so disturbing because it's like, dude, where are we in society, and what does this say about society? This TikTok celebrity, and I hate these people that consider themselves celebrities. This girl made $200,000. Let me repeat that. $200,000 by farting in jars and selling them. I left you speechless. Wait, but here's a quote.
What?
The economics.
I don't think I heard that right. I think the cough syrup made that sound like you said chicks made money from farting in jars.
She's making money by selling her smells, and she's not considered yet to pivot to selling her queefs.
Oh God, that's you're gonna pay more for that.
So
is she a good looking chick?
She is. This is so disturbing in so many ways.
$200,000
$200,000
farts in a jar.
And
I couldn't even get that out of like I stuttered on the way out. I can't even get that sentence or concept out of my.
But my, it's like, dude, it's like, where do you come up with this concept? You know, I mean,
got to be high to come up with that. Like, dude, I have a great business idea.
Oh, this is great. I'll put a floral petal in my butt in the crack region, and I'll fart on it directly to give it a floral scent.
Oh my God!
I'm not.
Is it, where is this chick from? Does it say like what state this is happening or what country?
I'm guessing here. She looks like she's going to live out west here. I don't know where she lives. She says also that some of her most popular aroma comes from eating cheese.
Ugh.
So, Your Honor, is this considered, like, should this practice be banned or allowed or, like, you know, I mean, because there's disturbed motherfuckers out there. I mean, I don't know what the going rate of a fart in a jar, and where I'm really mad is because we did an episode last year saying that was going to be our business plan.
Yeah.
So she must have listened. She must be a listener.
That is true. We have talked about it, actually.
Well, good on her for implementing it, though, you know? She said for the first 97 fart jars, she made somewhere around 50 grand. Good God.
Yeah, I just cracked a rat in honor of this.
What's the going rate on that one?
That's a freebie, man. First one's free. Then I get you hooked.
That's a vid 18 fart.
That's right.
Those are rare.
Those are toxic. Careful sniffing that fucker, man. You might get sick.
All right, brother. So what says you on the I can't believe I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I don't know what to do with that one. I kind of don't want to touch that one because it's so gross.
Yeah.
As I say, good honor. Shame on you, dirty fucks, for buying these fart jars.
Yeah.
You guys need help? Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly.
I think I would order a 12-step program for all these fuckers that are sniffing jar farts. You need to go get right with Jesus.
No,
I wonder
shit.
How much it is per jar that she's made 200 grand.
I mean, it sounds like she has different going rates. I mean, do you want the cheese blend or do you want the pedal in her ass crack blend? I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. I mean,
good gosh. Thank God she hasn't converted to queefs.
God.
Put a tea bag.
Oh, God. Yeah, right? Put my sweaty balls in a jar and let them.
Oh, let's teabag jars.
Teabag jars.
Oh my gosh.
Smell like sweaty scrow.
This is the 30-minute ruck.
Oh, God. Yeah, right after a ruck walk, man, just dip the nuggets in a little jar. Here you go.
The ruck nuggeto blend.
Oh, my God.
I love
dude.
It, man. Well, I'll tell you, man, I missed not us shooting the breeze last week. It's great. To be back on the horse. Very happy that you're not just sounding better, but you're looking better.
Thank you. So, getting there, man.
Yeah, man.
Feeling much better.
We'll do it. For, you know, everyone out in the Vibe Tribe, man, you know, keep on living, right?
And download our app, Tic Tac.
Tic Tac. Look for it. look for it. It's going to be huge.
All right.
Oh, Vibe Tribe, you have a great week. Clark, I missed you, brother. Good to have you back.
I miss you too, man. Absolutely. Thanks for everyone for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Amen. Later, guys.
Bye. See you.